Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder, the freshly tanned MJ Crowder. You just got back from vacation.
It never happens. I never get tanned. And this time, for the first time ever, I got a little bit of caramel color. And I will completely attribute it to the fact of slathering sunscreen everywhere. I didn't get burned, just a little bit of caramel. And had a wonderful time on the Gulf Coast of Florida and then went down to Key West. That wasn't what I was expecting, but...
And you were very fortunate in that shortly after you left, all those storms came into the Gulf Coast there and really beat up badly on it.
Completely missed it. I attribute it completely to saying the rosary on the way down. Heck yes. You know, we have a little bit of a lull here in the action at Catholic Radio because we've got the dinner coming up just shortly. We've already started to kind of ask for donations to the dinner. And we're kind of looking at Faith in Action and saying, who haven't we talked to recently? Let's, before things start really getting busy, as the school season starts up again, we get real busy. And Jim called Will Hampton, and Will Hampton, of course, Marian University. And listeners, you will remember him because he was the MC at the dinner a couple years ago.
Right.
In fact, the first year we were at Knights of Columbus, I think, Will, you were our MC there.
I was. It was a great evening, a lot of fun, and I was so good at it, you've never invited me back.
Will.
Actually, Will's been here for a number of share-a-thons.
He has.
Been a guest on Faith in Action several times, and was even a guest participant in our golf outing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure was.
Every year I try to get in that golf outing, and this year wasn't the weather just perfect.
Absolutely.
It was a beautiful day, and I'd like to say my golf game was as good as the weather. It wasn't.
But not so much.
We had fun with it's all about the fellowship and the fun and
and
the mission of Catholic Radio Indy.
Well, and you know, listeners, Will Hampton, of course, is Marian University Assistant Director of Athletics, and we are going to chat in just a minute with Mark Henniger. He's the football coach, two-time National Coach of the Year. How great is that, right?
He's just a great Catholic man first, and that's first and foremost, and a darn good football coach as well. I mean, we won the national championship back in 2012. He was not the coach that year, but then he came in and we won it again. Well, in 14, we went to the national championship game, didn't quite win it. And then in 2015, we won the national championship with Mark at the helm. And
incredible.
And just, it's been such a great culture, atmosphere of football. Game days are a lot of fun. And Mark does, he's so serious and so focused on trying to win football games. But first and foremost, he takes care of those kids. I mean, they really are, you know, 120 kids on campus, football players that he's responsible for. And he does such a marvelous job.
You know, and it's really wonderful when you can weave that in that athletics and campus life, weave your faith in and around that and through that. And I think Mark has done an incredible job. And Marian University is a perfect opportunity, you know, a perfect home for him to do that. Well, we're going to chat on the phone with Mark here in just a second, take a break, and then we will be back.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Attention high school students, are you beginning to plan for college? Marian University, a proud supporter of Catholic Radio, wants to invite you to visit campus this summer. Located on a beautiful wooded campus just 10 minutes west of downtown, Marian University is the only Catholic university in the Indianapolis Archdiocese. Come see our new residence halls and student center, as well as the sites where our new dining hall, fitness center, and school of business will open in December. Schedule your campus visit at marian.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Since I know little about football, let's talk at length about that subject. And I understand that you have a two-time National Coach of the Year in Mark Henniger, and we have the opportunity to chat with him by phone. Mark, are you there?
I am here, yes. Thanks for having me on.
Mark, and she even said your name right. I mean, Mark Henniger.
She nailed it.
And see, there you are with the whole mascot picking. Mark, you have heard your name said so many different ways, haven't you?
I have. I answered it just about anything.
So tell us. I mean, I know little about the game, but I know we've got avid listeners because we've had, Marion Football on the radio for a long time now.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what you've got coming up and secret little things you have in your back pocket. What kind of stars do you have in your back pocket for the upcoming year? Tell us. Talk to us.
Yeah, sure. We're, this part of the year is the part that always makes you nervous because we're not really allowed to be coaching our players at this point in time. They once summer hits, they all kind of, go their different ways. We have a good number of them are still local and around and on campus and all that, but we also have a fair amount that that go back home for the summer and work their summer jobs and all that. So we get them. We have a great off season. We work them really hard in January and February, and then we get to March and we get 5 weeks of spring football, and then after that you're into exams, and then our guys are gone. So as a coach, this is the time of year that always makes you nervous because you've given them that workout to take home and make sure they're prepared for August when it rolls around. But really, it's up to them at this point. So I see a lot of them every day on campus, and looks like they're working hard to get ready for a great fall.
When does formal practices start?
Yeah, we'll check in, and we get started the first week of August. So August the 4th is the day that we move in, and we don't actually get doing any football until the 5th or the 6th, but it's coming fast.
Well, hey, let me ask you, what kind of, I'm only asking because these are the kind of questions I hear being bandied about and tossed around, but what kind of lineup do you have? Do you have some returning players that are going to be seniors this year that look promising, or you have a couple juniors? What's your lineup look like?
Yeah, we do. We have a good amount of returning players. We lost some good players, but I think that's the the reason why our coaches, why we do what we do and work so hard in the recruiting process, because if we're doing it right every year, you're going to lose great players. And I think that, we had a bunch of really good players graduate this past season. But we have some really good young players behind them that are anxious to have their opportunities. So I think, if you're looking at specific positions, I mean, we're very excited about our offensive line who returns intact. We think that they were the best offensive line in the country. I mean, you could look at statistically the number of sacks that we allowed was very, very minimal. We led the nation in sacks allowed, and we were one of the top offenses in the country, starting two true freshman quarterbacks last year who both returned. So, we're very excited about our offense. And defensively, I think we have, we lost some linebackers and some secondary players, but our defensive line comes back for the most part, and so we're excited. There's some questions that certainly need to be answered here in the next couple of months, but we think that we have plenty of pieces in place to make another run, and we're excited. On top of that, we're excited about our freshman recruiting classes coming in.
Yeah, I know, Mark, from being there on campus, there's a lot of talk about the quarterback position because of you had the two freshmen last year. In the end, Luke Johnson from Southport was injured and missed the playoffs. But I guess a lot of people want to know the health of the position and how much competition are we going to see for that quarterback position.
Yeah, I think, Luke has looked great so far in the offseason. I mean, I think he's recovered from his injury and he's doing a great job right now throwing, and he looks like he did, if not a little bit better and stronger than he did at this point last year. So we're really excited about that. Our athletic trainers and his doctors did a fantastic job of getting him prepared, to compete again for the position. At the same time, I mean, Ethan Darger had an outstanding spring.
Sure did.
I mean, Luke was not able to be our guy in the spring, so Ethan was. He kind of took charge, and really you watched him, develop. I mean, I think he had a very good fall camp last year, and was beaten out by Luke, and really a very close race that wasn't decided until the very end, and then he obviously had the opportunity when Luke was injured there and stepped in
Brandon did a fantastic job. So, you know, he did a great job in the spring. You know, you could tell he's really worked very hard, and you know, the weak points of his game, I mean, he worked and got better. So, I think we'll have great competition
good.
In that position.
Is it fair to ask a coach at this point in the season what the record's going to be at the end of the season?
He'll probably say he hopes they're 1-0 after the first game.
Our goal is we just hope to be 1-0 at the end of the first
amen, game. Amen. You called that one well.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly, Mark, this is a faith show, and I know a lot of people know you, but your journey, you're a Catholic guy from the south side of Indianapolis, and you feel really at home at Marion University. Your faith, I've seen him several times. Now, he hasn't lost very many games since he's been there. This now going into your, fifth year, if I'm correct?
Yes, sir.
You haven't lost very many games, but I've seen him once or twice. One of the neat things that I really like about Mark Henniger is he goes to Mass. We have Mass right after the games, and he could be in the worst mood, just lost a game, but he's there with his family, and you can see right away that you corral it and get it right back to the where it should be as far as your focus and your priorities. That's important to you, isn't it?
Well, absolutely it is. It's a big part of who I am. I mean, football is a big part of who I am for sure, but also, I mean, the way I was raised and you know, the way that my wife and I are trying to raise our children as well. You know, my favorite, my favorite times of the week during the fall is that Mass right after that football game, because it really, you know, I'm so thankful that they have that and that I'm able to attend, and it's just time that, you know, I don't get to spend a ton of time with my family during the week, so that's time that I really cherish, and it just allows me an opportunity to really kind of decompress and just kind of get back to, you know, it's just a great way for me to really end that week, which are always long hours, and then to get ready and it re-energizes me for the, you know, the week ahead. So
amen.
It's one of my most favorite things about, you know, about being at Marion.
Sure. Right. Amen.
Well, Mark,
amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
for
God
who
bless
you,
Mark. And tuners, if you're just now listening in, listeners, if you're just now tuning in, Mark Henniger, football coach, 2-time National Coach of the Year, and he is, of course, at our very own Marion University here in Indianapolis. So, God bless you, Mark. Best of luck. God bless you as your season starts to unfold, just right around the corner. Thanks so much for chatting with us on the phone today.
Very good. Thanks for having me on, you know, I really do value our relationship with Marion University and Catholic Radio. So thanks for having me on again. Be a night.
Our pleasure, Mark. Our pleasure. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Will Hamilton. I added an L in there.
People do that. A lot of people call me Hamilton.
Hamilton. Well, it's the Will. Will Hamilton.
Vacations had a little effect on your performance.
I tell you what. The table's too long for me to kick him under the table.
I know, but it's radio, and it doesn't really work in this. I don't care how you say it, just as long as you spell it right.
Okay, well, right.
I'm one L Will.
What, one L Will? Oh, dear. Now, that's kind of interesting.
Well, you want that story, really?
Yeah, I do want that story, because you know what? In the dozen or so times that I've written it, Will, I have never, he won't admit it, but I've never just put one L. Yeah. Jim, admit it.
I'm sure I've spelled it with two L's, too.
Okay,
yeah, well,
right,
here's
so
the story. It should be two L's, probably. I'm William. My name is William Anthony Hampton.
Yeah.
I was a television sportscaster for a long, long time, and my second job in the business was in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I was Bill Hampton. My wife, we will celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, she still calls me Bill. My mom, my family, anybody that knew me before 1986 calls me Bill.
Okay.
So, but in 1986, I took a job with this TV station in North Carolina, And they literally had about six guys on the air named Bill. And their fear was Bill was doing the news and the weather and sure. the sports. And the reporter said, well, here's Bill with the weather. Now here's Bill with sports. Bill,
right,
Bill,
right,
Bill.
Right, right, right.
And so they said, can you come up with something? So I said, Will, can I do Will? And I'll spell it with one L just for the heck of it.
Oh, just to make it different.
Yeah, and, okay. And how I got the one L, if you're an old Western cowboy John Wayne fan, in the movie The Cowboys, his name was Will Anderson, and he spelled it with one L. When he died and passed away in the pasture out there, they put a gravestone up, and it was Will Anderson, 1L, Will. And that's where I got the name 1L Will.
Wow. Oh, wow. I like that.
I don't know if many people know that Brian Patrick, the host of the Sunrise, or not the Sunrise Morning Show, the Morning Glory Show here on Catholic Radio, that Brian is an air name for him. For the very same reason. Yeah. He worked in Chicago at one time. And I forget what his real name is. He's told me many a time, and I don't remember. But he went there, and no, everybody's on the staff as a Bob. You can't be a Bob. What do you want to be? So he took his middle name and his last name and made himself Brian Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been Brian Patrick ever since.
So Will 1L. Okay, so I'll tell you, I can almost guarantee from now on I will never misspell that. Because now I know the story, right? And listeners, you do too.
And I'm sure they loved it.
We all love stories. So, assistant director of athletics at Marion University. And you know, although many people will recognize the name Marion University, I thought we'd take a step back and talk a little bit about Marion University in particular. So a little bit about the history, because it's a lot of people will just know it's down there. It's in the general vicinity of Butler, and it's one of the three big universities that we have here in Indianapolis. But tell us a little bit about the history. I mean, what kind of school is it?
Well, we're celebrating the 80th year this year. And it was founded, of course, by the Sisters of St. Francis Oldenburg. And they came with the courage of trying to bring a university, a college. It was Marion College for a long time. And came with the courage to venture into Indianapolis and have a college right here in the heart of, you know, the capital of the state of Indiana. And it was a women's college forever and ever. And I don't know the history of the dates when these changed. Jim may know them.
I don't offhand.
They changed to a co-ed school. And I know it was, I think, in the 60s.
Oh, my.
I wish I knew exactly. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, since then, it's been a co-ed university.
I did not know it started out as an, it would have been an all-female.
Yeah.
All-female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, the sisters were basically there. Sister... Norma Rockledge.
We've had her as a guest.
Yeah, she's there, and she's the biggest fan.
She's smart as a whip. She's right on point.
Yeah, and Sister Jean Maria Cleveland. Oh, yeah. There's not as many, unfortunately, there are not as many sisters of St. Francis Oldenburg as there used to be.
Sure.
And they are the lifeblood of that university. Any chance you get to get on campus, you should seek out Sister Jean Marie or Sister Norma. Because they could really tell you history.
Tell you stories,
My history is short. I've been there now 4 years, and just have fallen in love with the faith-based nature of it. The fact that you can go to Mass on a daily basis if you want to. And that's not saying I do every day. But
it's available.
Forgive me, Father, I have sinned. I don't go to daily Mass.
But it is available. I mean,
it is.
And that's...
And just updating the history, since you've been there, it's changed from Marion College to Marion University?
Before, it was back probably 10 years.
Tutelage, though, of Elsner. I mean, he was the one who changed it from Marion College to Marion University. And I remember when we had him on a radiothon years ago, really complimenting him on the fact that whoever did their advertising, I don't know who was responsible for that, but I remember turning it on many times and thinking that they were talking to the stay-at-home mom. So if you started your education and then got interrupted by a marriage and a family and kids, but you've got 6 months or a year left or a year and a half left, it's time to go back. Marion University will help you out with that. And I thought it was about that time that it went from Marion College to Marion University, and they were doing heavy, heavy advertising, bringing people back, like adults back into adult education. And I complimented him because I heard so many people mention Marion University, and I never had people talk about Marion College before. It was just kind of a little sleepy school, but Ken really, I mean, he really had a vision. I mean, I think he has been a visionary for that school and has brought a great presence and spirit of change, and yet keeping it Catholic.
Yes.
Catholic at the same time. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's been a resurgence, really, over on the west side. And if you go back now, I know alumni who graduated maybe 15, 20 years ago, and they don't know the place. When they walk on campus, the new buildings and the med school. I mean, just this past year in May, we this year, 2017.
It's the first school, isn't it?
Yeah, it's first graduating class. And I think about 100 and I'm thinking it's right around 140
it's incredible.
Graduated.
Incredible.
And the way that starts is every year, 162 new first-year medical students come to campus, and they are selected out of about 4,000 applicants.
Wow.
So, I mean, it really is a tough get to get on that campus and to get in that med school. And then the athletics, and that's really my forte is dealing with Steve Downing is our athletic director, and he has done just marvelous work. There's a picture in his office, one of my favorite pictures in the world. It's Mr. Downing, and there are three African-American student-athletes with him in the picture, and they're all in their cap and gown on graduation day. And he tells the story that none of those three likely would have made it through an opportunity to get a college degree had it not been for athletics and Marion University giving them that chance to take that step. Some of them first-generation college students in their family.
Oh, wonderful.
And that tells such a good story about how the student-athletes, under the guidance of Mr. Downing, really push and really get through so they can succeed in life.
I was going to say, speaking of athletics, we talked a lot of football earlier in our program. But there's a lot of things going on at Marion athletic-wise, and a lot of awards being won.
Well, I mean, we just won for the first time in school history what is called the Crossroads Cup. We're in the Crossroads League for the majority. Football is in a different conference, but most of our sports are in the Crossroads League. And we won the Crossroads Cup, which is symbolic of the best athletic program in, and it's not really symbolic, it's you earn it, it's based on points on how you where you finish in each of the standings, and we won the cup for the first time.
Is Indiana, that for the whole program or
for the whole
for
program
particular
yep
sport?
For the 24 sports we ranked, we were second in both men and women in the rankings behind Indiana Wesleyan, I think was in the men, and Taylor I think was the women winner of the cup standings.
Sure. Well,
and we won because of the average. We ended up winning, I think, by 1.5 points. And so first, Wesleyan, which is an outstanding athletic program as well, based up in Marion, Indiana, they had won it 15 straight years.
You know, I know sports are wonderful. I know that a lot of people choose schools based on sports, based on athletics and where your standings are and what your record is. But academics, being a parent, of course, mm-hmm. academics first and foremost to me. I want them to graduate with a good education, with a great education. Marion University, a great Catholic education, mm-hmm. supported well by our faith. But sports, it's tricky because I remember when our son won a scholarship to Providence, Rhode Island, a soccer scholarship. They were it was very important. The sports department supported them academically. I mean, they had all kinds of tutors. They had all kinds of time set aside that they had to devote to their academics in order to stay on the team. And it was very much a partnership between the school and the athletic department because they had to be both. I mean, there's some schools mm-hmm. that they don't care if you're getting D's and flunking out as long as you're doing it on the football field, right?
Yeah.
Doing well on the football. But I know that has to be a dance. I mean, that has to be a dance between you guys and the academic, because you got to have both.
Yeah, and it has to dance together. It has to work.
Yeah.
Or you're right, they will not play at Marion. If you don't get your grades and you don't keep succeeding and showing the progress, you won't get to play on Saturday afternoons. And our kids do a really, really good job focusing. Mr. Downing and his wife, Doris Downing, who's a graduate of Marion, they run a study hall two nights a week. They require the kids who are, quote, at risk, end of quote, do they need extra help?
Sure.
So they have this study hall, and Mr. Downing and Doris right there, sleeves rolled up, working with the student athletes so that they can continue to move towards that, you know, the ultimate goal. People sometimes they ask me, when do you consider what you're doing a success? I say, well, graduation day. When I see those kids get through school and they get that diploma, that's when we win. Ultimately, that's the win.
Sure. So let me ask you something. It's a little out of your purview, but parents will want to know this. I mean, they're looking at colleges right now. They're college juniors right now, freshmen, sophomore, and juniors looking at Marion University. But what is Catholic life around? What's college campus Catholic life like around Marion University?
It's strong. We have great leadership with the sisters who are there, with guys like Mark Erdosi, who you know well.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's great.
Adam Settmeyer. And on. That group is a good core group that really can corral. And as you know, at that level in your life, when you're 20 years old or 19, you have a tendency to maybe waver a little bit.
Sure.
And
sure.
You really have to make that decision in your own heart. I remember for me, it was Father Francis Cosgrove at Oxford, Mississippi. I went to Ole Miss. And Father Francis Cosgrove kept me connected to my faith. And he didn't push too hard. But I knew it was there. And I think that's the secret to the Marian faith journey for the students, is it's there. It's not in your face all the time. You have to come to Mass, you know, and kids won't, they'll probably walk away from that. But it's there, and it's part of the culture. It's the heartbeat of the campus.
Amen.
And if you want to go to Mass every day, you can. If you want to get involved in other things, take field trips, be part of it, more deeper into your faith, it's there for you.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. If you're just now tuning in, Will Hampton with one L. Will Hampton, one L Will Hampton, Assistant Director of Athletics for Marion University, our guest today on Faith in Action. God bless you so much. Thank you for being our guest and for being such a huge supporter and booster, really, of Catholic Radio. I mean, listeners, if you have a choice, look at Marion University. We've really had a great partnership with Marion University, really almost from day one here at Catholic Radio. And thank you so much for stopping in and chatting with us today on Faith in Action.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marion University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.